Good day, guys. It is Day by Day Expressions Day. And on the podcast, I've got a good friend of mine, Johnny Hashem, with us. Johnny is a composer. You're a pianist. You compose music for big orchestras, small orchestras, all those different things, Johnny. So tell us, let's just start by talking. How did you get involved in the music world?
First, thank you for receiving me, Dr. Cliff.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad about that. It started when I was a child. My mother used to play the piano and my dad the violin. And I was raised like always listening to them playing Christian hymns. Although they were not a professional musician, but they were playing in a nice way. And that influenced me a lot. So I used to imitate my mother by ear. I used to put some small wooden sticks on the piano to remember this chord or this beautiful notes. And that whenever she used to finish, I used to sneak on the piano and try to do it by ear.
Oh, wow.
And that's how it started.
Yeah. So it was just music in the home that brought you to this. And how old were you? Like your first, was it, have you just, has music just always been in your home?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I remember the day I started, I was almost 8 years old because my childhood were like during the war time, and it was not always possible to stay at home.
Yeah.
I used to spend the longest days in the shelters. So,
so you grew up in Lebanon.
Yes.
During you were in a place that experienced a lot of war. Mm-hmm. And I remember you talking about, maybe you can talk about for just a minute, how music was a sense of peace and comfort in the midst of war that was taking place. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, exactly. I remember whenever like the bombing intensity subsided, we used to come back to the apartments. And as a family, I have one sister. So my mom used to play the piano, my father singing or playing the violin. And with my sister, we used to sing Christian hymns. Mm-hmm. And those were the most peaceful and the beautiful times of my childhood.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, Johnny, so you said you kind of really started in on this at around 8 years old. At what point did you realize that this is what I want to do? This is what I want to do with my life, this music thing.
At the age of 12, I remember I used to play very good at the age of 12 and used to play at church, at Sunday school. Uh-huh. And then at that age, I started to study like in an official way.
Yeah.
And at the age of 16 years old, I noticed that I love composition. I love to compose my own music because I started as improvisation. You know, I used to improvise before learning any notes. So that's how it started. And I took it very seriously.
Yeah. Wow. So as a 16-year-old, you're taking this stuff very seriously. Tell us first of all, who was your pastor at your church?
Charlie Costa
was your pastor. All right. Well, so what is it about music? What is it about music in particular that you're attracted to?
I love how music connects with the people on a deep emotional level, conveying what words often cannot.
Yeah.
So music is a universal language. That's why I love, because you don't need to learn any other language to feel it and to touch, in a way, to touch your heart. Or even whenever you are composing music, you can send message to people who don't speak your language.
Yeah.
That's what happened during my life.
So you saying music is a universal language, you've put that to the test, because you didn't only just, whenever you became an adult, you didn't just compose and perform in Lebanon. Where all has your music been produced? Where all has it been played and stuff like that?
Yeah, and many countries in Europe, in the Middle East, in South Korea, and lately in the United States, I start performing my own music.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give you an example. Once, like three different orchestras in Poland, they chose to play one of my music composition, orchestral composition.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there. I know no one of these people. I don't speak Polish.
Yeah.
I don't speak. But I was hearing my music being performed in an amazing way. They could understand what I wrote.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
there was someone who's translating about little remarks, but no one speaks English. I don't speak Polish, but they could perform it in a wonderful way.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing. We're actually in the next couple of episodes, we're going to talk about some of what you were trying to convey through a couple of your pieces. And I'm excited to be able to talk to you about that a little bit later on, because I've listened to those pieces and the different stories that are surrounding those pieces. And I'm excited. So let me encourage you throughout this month, come back on Mondays to hear more of Johnny's story and how he uses music to express his faith in Christ. Until then.